Exercise 12, 17. The use of cosmetics has a long and interesting history, but nothing in the past comes close to the amounts and varieties of cosmetics used by people in the modern industrial world. The skin is a complex organ that encloses our bodies. Its outer layer is called the epidermis. The epidermis is divided into two parts: dead cells on the outside, the corneal layer, and living cells, continually replacing dead cells peeled off the skin beneath the corneal layer. The corneal layer is composed mainly of a tough, fibrous protein called keratin. Keratin has a moisture content of about 10%. Below 10% moisture, the skin is dry and flaky. Above 10%, conditions are ideal for the growth of harmful microorganisms. Although the skin is protected from loss of moisture by sebum, an oily secretion from the sebaceous glands, its excessive exposure to sun and wind may leave the skin dry, and too frequent washing removes natural skin oils. A variety of lotions and creams are available nowadays. A lotion is an emulsion of tiny oil droplets dispersed in water. A cream is the opposite. Tiny droplets of water are dispersed in oil. The essential ingredient of creams and lotions is a fatty or oily substance such as mineral oil or petroleum jelly, which are both mixtures of alkanes obtained from petroleum and act as emollients. They form a protective layer over the skin and keep it moist by preventing evaporation of water from it. Other ingredients of these cosmetics include natural fats and oils, for example lanolin, a fat from sheep's wool or olive oil, perfumes, waxes, and emulsifiers. Skin is damaged by the ultraviolet radiation from the sun. The shorter wavelength, UVB rays, are more energetic and particularly harmful. Special sunscreen lotions are used to block UVB radiation while letting through the less energetic long-wave UVA rays that promote tanning. The active ingredient in sunscreen lotions is para-aminobenzoic acid, or one of its esters. Various concentrations of UV-absorbing substances in the lotion provide the skin protection factor, SPF, ratings. SPF values vary from 2 to over 50. An SPF of 10, for example, means that you can stay in the sun without burning 10 times as long as you could with unprotected skin. UVA rays turn light skin darker by triggering the production of the pigment melanin, which protects the deeper layers of the skin from damage. However, excessive exposure to ultraviolet radiation causes premature aging of the skin and leads to skin cancer. Lipstick is quite similar to skin creams in composition. It is made of an oil and a wax. The oil is frequently castor oil. The wax is often beeswax. To keep lipstick firm, a higher proportion of wax is used than in creams. Dyes and pigments are added to lipsticks to provide colour, and perfumes are used to cover the unpleasant fatty odour of the oil. Antioxidants are used to retard rancidity of the oil. A variety of chemicals are used to decorate the eyes. Mascara, used to darken eyelashes, is composed of a base of soap, oils, fats and waxes. It is coloured brown by iron oxide pigments, black by carbon, green by chromium 3 oxide, Cr2O3, or blue by ultramarine, a silicate that contains some sulfide ions. Eyeshadow has a base of petroleum jelly with the usual fats, oils, and waxes. It is coloured by dyes or made white by zinc oxide, ZnO, or titanium dioxide, TiO2, pigments.